Seattle City Light is selling off a bunch of obsolete substations. Some open space activists want to nab that land for parks or other open space. But it turns out it's not so easy to transfer land from one department to another. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
You may have seen them around Seattle. Electrical substations. There's usually a fence with a bunch of weird-looking electrical equipment inside. They're often surrounded by mature landscaping to help them blend into the neighborhood. But changing technology has rendered many substations obsolete. Open space advocate Cass Turnbull can't drive by them without thinking of their potential as parks.
Yeah, I've seen them when I'm like driving 40 miles an hour. I go, you know, I recognize that fence. There's a substation in there.
The substations are being sold off in batches. Most of northeast Seattle's substations have been sold. Southwest Seattle's substations are being cleaned and cleared and should hit the market next year. Community groups must compete against developers for the properties. Cass Turnbull shows me a substation in northeast Seattle that's being turned into townhomes.
Well, this was another heartbreak because it did have such a nice landscape. Seattle City Light had a real heritage of great horticulture. Beautiful landscapes, well tended over the years, and I think that's all going by the wayside now.
Turnbull says a determined neighborhood can hold on to these sites. She takes me to the 6th Avenue Pocket Park in the Greenwood neighborhood. It has mature trees
that were kept from the original substation. These aren't little dinky trees that we have to wait 30 years to find.
Turnbull says putting the properties on the open market isn't fair.
Don't make the public buy land it already owns.
Turnbull and the West Seattle Green Spaces Coalition asked for all 9 of the substations in southwest Seattle to become open space. That didn't fly with Seattle City Light.
We have a goal in mind, which is to be able to sell these properties to meet our budgetary needs.
Lynn Best heads the utility's real estate department.
It really comes down to if we're selling the property, we under state law, we have to get the fair market value.
Still, Lynn Best says Seattle City Light tries to accommodate neighborhoods if it can.
Sometimes a property comes along that's particularly valuable to a particular community, and if people have a serious plan for how they want to go about doing this, we will certainly listen and try to help.
One proposal caught Lynn Best's attention. It came from Willard Brown. He's a grandfather and a member of the Delridge Neighborhoods Development Association in southwest Seattle. He says the Delridge neighborhood looks green as you're driving through it.
So there's a ton of green belt space, and it's on hillsides. But it's inaccessible. You cannot get in there unless you're willing to be Paul Bunyan and clear a path.
Brown wants the Delridge substation to become a community garden. He thinks that'll give the kids in his neighborhood something to do besides play video games.
When we were growing up, you didn't have sit-down games and stay in the house and look at TV. In fact, if you're in front of the TV, you got kicked out the house. What are you doing? Get in front of that TV. Get outside and play.
But more than that, Brown says when people grow food together in a public place, they become a community.
We learn culture that way. We learn about each other that way.
Brown wants the kids in his neighborhood to take pride in Delridge.
As they get older and are in the community at large and they pass by this place, to hear them saying, oh, there's my garden. That's our garden. It's still here.
But even with Seattle City Light's support, paying full market value for the substation has proved a burden. Brown's group is working on grant proposals to come up with the $80,000 to $90,000, but nothing's come through yet. And as Seattle City Light prepares to offload southwest Seattle's unneeded substations, the clock is ticking. Any sale of the utility's land must first be approved by the city council. That process should happen for southwest Seattle's substations early next year. After those are sold, Seattle City Light will sell off substations in northwest Seattle. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.